Israel has arrested more than 300 Palestinians over the past week after three Israeli teenagers were abducted while hitchhiking in the West Bank. Some of those Palestinians who are locked up now will likely be held under what's called administrative detention. It's a legal provision allowing people to be held for extended periods of time with no charges. Israel says this helps prevent acts of terrorism, but Palestinians say it's abusive. Scores of Palestinians already in Israeli custody have been on a hunger strike for almost 2 months, trying to change the system, NPR's Emily Harris reports.
Samer Issawi is celebrated among Palestinians for barely eating over most of 8 months. He took water, vitamins, and minerals, lost a lot of weight, and was eventually hospitalized.
After 40 or 50 days, you're dizzy. You can't walk. I was in a wheelchair. I could make it to the bathroom. That's it.
Issawi won early release from what could have been more than a decade in prison. His sister Shireen is in prison right now. She started a hunger strike, but after 2 weeks, their mother Layla asked her to stop.
It was harder for me with my girl. Because she's a girl, she has a weak body. In this case, I interfered. I sent her a message with the lawyer saying, "You know what I went through when your brother was on hunger strike. I can't handle it again. If you continue, you might come home, but you won't find a mother there."
Issawi had originally been arrested for shooting at Israelis and providing weapons for other attacks. He was first freed in a prisoner swap, then rearrested for traveling out of the territory allowed on parole. Issawi views hunger strikes as a weapon of war.
The only weapon we have is our stomach. It's the only way we can fight the prison authorities.
2 months ago, several hundred Palestinians in Israeli prisons went on hunger strike. At least 80 have been hospitalized. They are trying to limit the use of administrative detention, a law that lets people be held indefinitely with no charges, just approval of a judge. Palestinian lawyer Fadi Kawasmi represents more than a dozen hunger strikers.
If you want to arrest someone, the maximum period should be 6 months, and then you either release the detainee or put him on trial in order for him to be able to defend himself.
Right now, each six-month prison term is renewable. Kawasmi says if administrative detainees are involved in terrorism, Israel's intelligence service ought to be able to unearth evidence to make and back up charges. But Peter Lerner, a spokesman for the Israeli military, says revealing evidence could be dangerous.
The disclosure of the evidence could, in many instances, alert other members of the terrorist cell, enable them to increase their effectiveness of their attacks, evade capture, or relocate and shift their weapons and explosives.
Professor Hillel Frisch at Israel's Begin Sadat Center for Strategic Studies says there is no way Israel will give up administrative detention. And Israelis aren't paying much attention to the hunger strike. It's part of the repertoire, he says, in the Israeli-Palestinian relationship.
Israelis don't get that excited about, you know, terrorist attacks unless they're very large and they're very recurrent. And in that sense, the hunger strikes are as ordinary as the terrorist attacks. I also should add that, as far as I know, no one has died in a hunger strike. So I think Israelis look at this as a propaganda ploy.
Palestinian lawyer Kawasmi says the hunger strikers he has been able to visit are determined to carry on, even after 2 months of eating only water, sugar, salt, and vitamins. But he says the kidnapping of three Israeli teens last week and the 300 Palestinians arrested since then changed the dynamics.
If 2 or 3 or 4 days ago, before this happened, all the media talked about, all the people talked about the strike, now no one really talks about it. I think it's going to be difficult to have any kind of success, especially because of the circumstances nowadays.
Israel has long debated a law that would permit the state to force-feed hunger strikers. Supporters argue it's a safety measure. If a prisoner died in custody, that could trigger anger and violence across Palestinian territories. The bill passed its first of three readings earlier this month. A final vote is due anytime. Emily Harris, NPR News, Jerusalem.